8, Young Lady's New Language. The use of deferential language is symbolic of the Confucian ideal of the woman, which dominates conservative gender norms in Japan. This ideal presents a woman who withdraws quietly to the background, subordinating her life and needs to those of her family and its male head. She is a dutiful daughter, wife, and mother, master of the domestic arts. The typical refined Japanese woman excels in modesty and delicacy. She treads softly in the world, elevating feminine beauty and grace to an art form. Nowadays, it is commonly observed that young women are not conforming to the feminine linguistic ideal. They are using fewer of the very deferential women's forms, and even using the few strong forms that are known as men's. This, of course, attracts considerable attention and has led to an outcry in the Japanese media against the defeminization of women's language. The fact that young Japanese women are using less deferential language is a sure sign of change, of social change, and of linguistic change. But it is most certainly not a sign of the masculinization of girls. In some instances, it may be a sign that girls are making the same claim to authority as boys and men. But that is very different from saying that they are trying to be masculine. Katsu Reynolds has argued that the girls nowadays are using more assertive language in order to be able to compete with boys in school and out. Social change also brings not simply different positions for women and girls, but different relations to life stages, and adolescent girls are participating in new subcultural forms. Thus, what may to an older speaker seem like masculine speech may seem to an adolescent like liberated or hip speech.